What if I told you we've already destroyed half of all trees that ever existed on our planet?
Firefighters are scrambling to contain several major fires tonight.
Trees are being extracted illegally on an unprecedented scale by criminal gangs.
Every year, 15 billion trees disappear. That's essentially a football field of forest vanishing every 2 seconds. While stopping deforestation remains crucial, there's another very important reason to focus on trees. Planting 1 trillion new trees would absorb around 75 billion tons of carbon, which is equivalent to about 7 years of our current global emissions. But where exactly should we plant all of these 1 trillion new trees for maximum impact? And could this massive effort actually solve our climate crisis? Hi, I'm Freddy, this is Good News, and let's check out what would happen if we planted 1 trillion new trees. Okay, but before we start today's video, I just quickly want to take 1 minute to introduce myself, because you've probably already noticed that something is different today, and I want to explain why and what's going on. So, hello everyone, my name is Freddy, and I'm actually one of the 2 founders of Good News. I've been doing YouTube for over 10 years already, but I've never done any of this, speaking to a camera or even doing a voiceover. And as you can see, I don't even have a real studio right now. I'm just recording this on my phone. And what I've been doing instead over all of these years is to launch and create all of these channels together with my best friend Lewis, and then create a really amazing team of script writers, editors, and voice narrators. And we've been mostly working behind the scenes on all of these videos. And for the past 5 years, we've been working together with Regis, who has been the voice of all our Mega Builds videos and now also all of our Good News videos. And Good News is actually quite a personal project for me, because I've had this idea of sharing positive news for quite a few years already. And now we finally started it, and it's also starting to grow and make a really positive impact on a lot of you viewers. And I just realized I want to be a bigger part of this project than just working behind the scenes. And for that reason, starting from now, I will start to appear in some of our videos, while Regis is also still doing some of them. So basically, we split them in between us. Sometimes you see me, and sometimes you see Regis. This way, we are able to produce more videos and in the end, share more positive news with all of you guys. But definitely enough about me for now. If you have any questions, just feel free to write a comment, and I'm happy to reply to all of you guys. Thank you, and enjoy the video. Researchers from Yale University originally thought there are only 400 billion trees worldwide. But better ground measurements revealed that we actually have more than 3 trillion. But here's the shocking truth. That's only half of what existed before human civilization began. And every single year, about 15 billion trees disappear because of deforestation and development. But don't worry, you are watching Good News, so we have plenty of positive things to share in this video. And first, let's start by appreciating just how important our forests really are. Across the globe, forests are home to a huge variety of tree species. Scientists estimate that there are over 73,000 different species worldwide. From towering evergreens in northern forests to lush tropical canopies near the equator, each region hosts its own unique mix of trees. Whether it's maple trees in Canada, eucalyptus in Australia, or ancient oaks in Europe, these forests form the backbone of our ecosystems that support millions and millions of species, including us. And beyond this, these trees work tirelessly for our planet's health. They are basically nature's own air conditioning system, with areas under tree cover being a cooler compared to exposed surfaces. Through their natural cooling processes, forests actively reduce summer temperatures by 1 to 5 degrees Celsius. So, in essence, forests aren't just collections of trees, they are our planet's life support systems. Now, let's look at how some of the biggest tree planting initiatives are already working on restoring our forests. And let's start with Mr. Beast and Team Trees. This actually started out as a simple Reddit challenge in May 2019. But it quickly exploded when one of the fans from Mr. Beast had a wild idea. He suggested that when Mr. Beast hit 20 million subscribers, he should plant 20 million trees to celebrate it. And so, Mr. Beast partnered with Mark Rober to launch what would become the largest YouTube collaboration in history. In October 2019, Team Trees officially launched, with hundreds of content creators all at once releasing videos with one clear message.
Every dollar donated, they will plant a tree.
$1 plants one tree. And with nearly 50 years of experience, the Arbor Day Foundation became their partner to manage the entire process. They ensured that every donation plants the right trees, in the right place and at the right time. These trees aren't just planted and forgotten. They are carefully placed where they have the best chance to thrive, with regular checkups to make sure they are growing strong and healthy. It's a global strategy. Each tree is planted where it can make the biggest impact. The Great Green Wall Initiative across Chad, Mali and Senegal received the largest share of the donations. And so, they planted over 3.8 million trees. Other major projects are the Michigan State Forests with 2.2 million trees, 1.35 million trees across South Carolina, and over 1.2 million in Mozambique. In India, 950,000 trees were planted in the Kaveri River Basin to help restore a watershed that had already lost 40% of its size. And obviously, these different regions get different trees based on what the local ecosystems actually need. For example, in Senegal, fast-growing thorny trees are planted to create protective barriers around farms. And these trees also add nitrogen to the soil. So they are basically nature's own fertilizer machines, improving soil quality and helping other plants to grow. After that, fruit trees are planted to provide both food and income to local families. In just 56 days, Team Trees actually reached its $20 million goal, with the support from over 800,000 people. Today, the counter shows 24,871,921 trees planted, with all the original projects already completed. According to the US Forest Service models, these nearly 25 million trees will absorb around 1.6 million tons of CO2 every year, which is equivalent to removing about 1.5 million cars from our roads. And by the way, Team Trees is still active. So if you want, you can still support them and make a donation. We will leave a link in the description down below. Okay, but let's check out another tree planting project. This is Project Eden. While projects like Team Trees grabbed a lot of social media attention, other organizations have quietly making huge impacts with a different approach. Eden Reforestation Projects has been transforming landscapes since 2005. This project began as a single initiative and has now grown into a leader in landscape restoration. As of making this video, they planted an incredible 830 million trees across 10 different countries, including Indonesia, Kenya and Brazil. But what makes Eden different is their so-called employ-to-plant approach. Rather than simply dropping seedlings into soil, they hire local villagers facing extreme poverty to restore their own native forests. This strategy has already created fair-paid jobs for over 11,500 people. In Madagascar, employees like Manmani Kambana show the real impact. Since joining Eden in 2014, she's not only planted countless trees, but used her income to send her children to school and start her own business, changing both the environment and her family's future. Eden focuses on bringing back healthy ecosystems while creating opportunities for local communities. Okay, but what if we could think even bigger? In January 2020, the World Economic Forum launched an incredible challenge at their meeting in Davos. Conserve, restore, and grow over 1 trillion trees by 2030. This isn't just another tree planting project. This could be the single largest climate action in human history. The United States quickly jumped on board. And in a surprising move, President Trump, despite pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, endorsed the idea and created the 1 Trillion Trees Interagency Council, bringing together more than a dozen federal agencies. This initiative works through teamwork and partnerships, Government agencies partner with groups like American Forests and the Arbor Day Foundation to plant trees where they will make the biggest difference. Some bring the land, others bring the money or know-how. The idea is simple. Find damaged areas, work with local communities, and plant trees that naturally belong there. Meanwhile, these three conservation giants formed their own Trillion Trees joint venture, with a vision of increasing tree cover worldwide. And there's already promising progress. The initiative has mapped areas around the size of India, over 300 million hectares, where forests could return. And they've already started transforming 20 million hectares into healthy forests again. Their work supports projects in Brazil, Kenya, Madagascar, Papua New Guinea, and Tanzania, where action is underway right now. The impact could be enormous. And the best part? Anyone can take part in this global movement. You can donate through their website, volunteer with local planting projects, or even offer your land for reforestation. But with all these ambitious tree planting projects taking root, the million-dollar question remains. Where exactly should we plant these 1 trillion trees for maximum impact? Well, it turns out that tropical forests are nature's carbon capture champions and should be our first priority. Research shows that restoring tropical forests on currently deforested lands could transform 215 million hectares, an area larger than Mexico, into powerful carbon-absorbing ecosystems. And surprisingly, just 5 countries hold more than half the world's tropical restoration potential. Brazil, Indonesia, China, Mexico, and Colombia account for 52% of this estimated potential. Within these and other tropical regions, areas like Central Africa and New Guinea stand out as environmental gold mines, since they offer the most promising locations based on both climate condition and cost effectiveness. While tropical regions offer 215 million hectares for restoration, an even larger opportunity exists in degraded forests worldwide. A staggering 1.5 billion hectares of degraded forests, an area almost the size of Russia, is just waiting to be revitalized. These forests have already done the hard work of establishing their root systems and soil structure. And that's why they bounce back faster, regain biodiversity quicker, and store carbon more efficiently than completely cleared land. Beyond choosing the right locations, we also need to think about connectivity. Trees can act like green highways, linking habitats that human development has broken apart. These connections help animals move safely, find food, and even meet mates. Things like forest patches, roadside trees, and special wildlife crossings all play a crucial role. Wildlife crossings in particular are game changers. They let animals cross busy roads safely and can cut accidents with wildlife by up to 80%. Without these connections, many species get stuck in isolated pockets, which puts their survival at risk. Alright, so we know where we could plant a trillion trees. But what would that actually do for our planet? Here's the big picture. If we planted 1 trillion new trees, they could absorb around 75 to 100 billion tons of carbon dioxide over their lifetimes. That's roughly 7 to 10 years worth of our current global emissions. Would that stop climate change? No, not on its own. Experts say it could slow global warming by around 0.2 degrees Celsius, which is definitely a helpful step, but not the full solution. Still, trees work quiet and constantly. These new forests wouldn't just trap carbon. They would also clean our water, protect our soil, and give wildlife a place to thrive. So, why haven't we planted a trillion trees yet? Well, it's a huge goal, and it takes time. I did not know this before, but surprisingly, right now, the world already plants around 5 million trees every day, which sounds impressive. But at that pace, hitting a trillion trees would still take 548 years. Still, things are moving. Massive efforts are already underway. And thanks to global partnerships, more people than ever are working to restore our forests. So, what do you think? Should we put more effort into planting more trees? Or maybe we should ask Mr. Beast to do another project when he hits 500 million subscribers. Let us know in the comments below. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next one.